You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are going to talk big data and green energy. We've got, and I'm going to butcher it, I'm sure, Craig Opalach. Oh, Craig, please forgive me. And we've got Cindy Blumenfeld. Craig's from Magnum Energy Solutions. He's their national director of sales. He sells to universities, governments, and commercial energy management, hospitality, all of them. And then we got Cindy. She goes and does the study so people can get tax credits. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for joining us. Craig, how bad did I do?
Not bad. I'll polish.
Okay.
That's close enough. It's not an easy one, Jim.
Oh, well, thank you for the high five and the easy road. Now, Craig, you know, tell me a little bit about Magnum and what Magnum's bringing to the table and how big data is impacted.
What we really are at our core, Jim, is a developer and manufacturer of wireless automation products. So initially when we got in this business many years ago and we started developing products, we didn't know a lot about big data, but we knew a lot about saving energy. And really the biggest value with Magnum is we're bringing wireless automation products to spaces and commercial spaces that are basically hardwired and have absolutely no energy management. And we afford the landowner or the developer the ability to bring in wireless automation controls at a real value. Getting into traditional spaces that would just be prohibitive without going wireless.
You know,
so that's at our core what we do, and then there's a software, software to it, and infrastructure products. When you mention big data, that bring all these data points from all these nodes and end devices into a very coherent package that helps the operation of the building, the energy management of the building, and really the overall performance of a building when it comes to energy.
So I can be the person in charge of the facility, and I can walk in on a Monday and see what happened overnight or last week, compare it to like a month ago, put it all together, and perhaps you can even show me what I look like compared to my cohorts, my set that I'm like in other places.
That's absolutely right. So you know the performance of your building, and you can compare it to buildings of similar type. In your region or even nationally or even globally. So you can compare it. But the core and the essence of really the big data and all these end devices that we manufacture, bringing data and performance criteria of the building, is really helping the owners understand not only the energy management of the building and the efficiency of the building and the performance of the building, but in fact, when we get so granular with these nodes, we know where people are in the building, who's in their offices, do we really need that much office space, is this segment of our business and sales, our employees are out, 200 days a year. So it even allows you, because really at the end of the day, Jim, it's a bottom line business for all of us. I mean, business owners are going to make those decisions and property owners based on some type of ROI. But we're going beyond the energy management, and we're really letting them know what's happening in their business in a very granular way where they can monitor and control multiple buildings and multiple sites over multiple states in a single platform. But that data that they're getting, I got confused early on with this big data stuff, and we're in that business. Now I understand it very clearly and how it helps the business owner or the property owners really understand the performance of their property and ultimately making it more efficient and driving additional value to the space.
You know, that sounds like it's an awesome value proposition, and I know that Cindy and her team over at ETS work real closely with you on a lot of this stuff. Now, Cindy, now Craig and his team have come in. They've installed a bunch of energy efficiency situations. They've worked and modernized the equipment with you guys. What can you guys do to help after this to maybe bring some more to the bottom line?
Absolutely. Now we come in and we help with certifying the projects and installations calculations for various tax incentives. There's an energy tax incentive, E-Tax 179D, for from 60 cents to $1.80 per square foot for lighting HVAC and envelope. There are deductions for the old systems that are being discarded. There's repair and maintenance regulations that a lot of these costs and, you know, sometimes even labor involved and materials and supplies can be written off. So really bringing the client, you know, not only savings from the fantastic systems that companies like Magnum are installing, but then, you know, even more helping to pay for it with these various tax incentives and tax deductions and sometimes utility incentives and state incentives. So when you put all the puzzle pieces together, it's very powerful.
Now, Mike, I mean, not Mike, I'm sorry. Craig, I'm thinking about Mike because Mike works with Cindy. Craig, yeah, well, you know, I'm getting old. You know, we need a wireless monitor for my brain, I think. Now, Mike,
I'm with you.
Listen to me. I'm saying Mike again. Craig, now that you've got it laid out, you do this for hotel, government agencies, all kinds. And if you're doing it for the government, that means you're pretty secure too, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There is a big security element because I think we all know about some of the breaches and some of the hacking that's gone on through retail. I don't even have to mention the large retailer that happened to. So because these systems are so robust and so important to, you know, retailers and government buildings, certainly there's an element of society that wants to hack into these for nefarious reasons. And we've done government buildings, and we've had to get cleared with our infrastructure products to make sure that the GSA and other agencies are okay with what we're doing. But you're right. I mean, security is a big deal, and we take it very seriously, whether it's in our core software, our infrastructure products, even our mobile applications. We issue encrypted keys. So we're not a browser-based system. I mean, again, we're robust. We're a commercial system. And being secure is really important to our customer base, for sure. Because even when you look at retail, Jim, and retail, and you look at hospitality, I mean, they don't want to take chances with people, you know, their customers' information being exposed. So it is important. We take it seriously, and it'll continue to be more important because as you're bringing in, like, our end devices into these ecosystems, well, in you know, it's going to be probably around you know, $12 to $14 billion worth of these nodes in the next 2 to 3 years, and in the next 10 to 15 years, you're going to have trillions of these nodes, all creating data, all creating very useful information, and the chances of attacks and breaches and coming in back doors through these systems is going to be greatly increase. So certainly being aware of security and staying up with the absolutely the best security measures is important at Magnum.
Okay, Craig, we've got to go to a break, Craig and Cindy, but we're going to come back. Can you guys stick with us for a couple minutes and be with us back on the other side of the half hour?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to – okay, great. We're going to stick with it. We're going to talk more about big data and big energy right after this. We're going to be right back after – hey, ICSC just liked you, Rafi. All right, we'll be right back with more Freedom Business. Take it away.